Frederick Hand and his group Jazz Antiqua performing Cantigas de Santa Maria. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring music by guitarist and composer Frederick Hand. This is the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet performing his chorale.
Thank you.
The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet performing Chorale by our featured artist, Frederick Hand. This is a piece for two guitars by Frederick Hand titled Odyssey. Frederick Hand is joined by David Leisner. Thank you. Odyssey for two guitars by Frederick Hahn and performed by the composer and guitarist David Leisner. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring music by guitarist and composer Frederick Hahn. In May 2022, Frederick Hahn spoke about writing music for television.
Well, I learned to be quick. When I was writing music for five different soap operas, I did that for 15 years, I could write a couple hours of music in a few days, no problem, because it was functional. This is sad, this is happy, this is a love theme, but no question about it.
Which soap operas were you, I know I've asked you that before, and were you writing guitar music or was it other instruments or what?
It was both. It was everything, really. I wrote everything. It was guitar often, but with strings or...
Yeah.
But to answer your question, As the World Turns and Another World were my two big shows, but I also did Guiding Light, and I actually won an Emmy for that, and Search for Tomorrow and One Life to Live. Those were the five shows that I did. That was a big part of what I did, but the part that I enjoyed the most was every so often they would have the culmination of a love interest culminate in a wedding. Right after the wedding, those actors were either fired or killed off, or because there's a reason why they're having a wedding. They're gone. Yeah, no one wants to watch a married couple on this. They have to have tension all the time. For instance, Meg Ryan, I played her wedding, and I played Marissa Tomei's wedding. So... they called me up at the last minute and they said, and I had already written the music. And again, that was like an hour's music written over just a couple of days. And they said, you know, we've decided that it's too risky to try to take the music live when we shoot this. So we want to pre-record it. I said, okay, great. I said, well, it's an hour's worth of music. How much time will we have to record it? And they said, an hour. Now, I could have said, seriously? But you don't do that. I said, right, an hour. So I had to make sure that everything was written in such a way where they could just turn the page, go, turn the page, go, and we did it.
Next, we'll hear music written and performed by Frederick Hahn in this short excerpt from a 1982 episode of the television soap opera As the World Turns. This is from a wedding scene featuring actress Meg Ryan.
Steve, my heart is so full of love for you. We've been through so much to be together, but we never stop loving each other. We never stop believing in each other. Your love gives me strength and hope. And now with the people that we love all around us, I take you as my husband. I will always love you.
From a 1982 episode of the TV soap opera As the World Turns, we've just heard music written and performed by Frederick Hahn, underpinning a wedding scene featuring actress Meg Ryan. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring music by guitarist and composer Frederick Hahn. Frederick Hahn has also been the guitarist with the Metropolitan Opera since 1986, and he spoke about performing there.
You're the guitarist and lutenist with the Metropolitan Opera. How often does it come up that operas have a guitar part?
Well, more than you would think. There are certain operas that come around. They're in the repertory. They just come around every few years. One of them is Barbara Seville, Otello, Falstaff, maybe Don Pasquale. And over the years, I'd say that typically there would be one or two productions, and each production would have maybe 10 to 14 performances. So it was surprisingly more work than one would imagine, and just one of the greatest, obviously the greatest experience you can have as a musician, to sit in the Met Orchestra and play. And most of the time, as a guitarist or a lutenist, you're just listening, you know, and counting. Like, when do I come in? But that's been a dream gig, you know, and I'm still happening. So,
well, I'm going to have to check out Barbara of Seville and see if I can.
Oh, that has a great guitar part. And the thing about that, over time, because we've done that more than any other opera that I've been in, over time, little by little, I would add stuff to the guitar part, play it up an octave, add a ornament to this and that. And I'd always check out the conductor to see if he looks at me with a stink eye or a smile. And so I've got glissandos and all sorts of stuff going on in there that's not in the score. Even a Villa-Lobos Prelude number one moment where I... So I've kind of made it my own, which is it's very beautiful. Both arias are very beautiful, but the second aria is completely solo guitar. Okay. So it's really on you to do with it what you can, you know.
Music by Rossini from his opera The Barber of Seville, performed by Metropolitan Opera guitar accompanist Frederick Hand and tenor Robert Merrill. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring composer and guitarist Frederick Hand with music from his best-selling recording Baroque and On the Street. This is an excerpt from Vivaldi's Il Pastor Fido. It's performed by Keith Underwood on recorder and our featured artist Frederick Hand on both guitar and percussion. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard an excerpt from Vivaldi's Il Pastor Fido, performed by Keith Underwood on recorder, and our featured artist, Frederick Hand, on guitar and percussion. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Live is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.